Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
I'm here too. Hey.
Hey, hey. And we are back for another episode of our series, Pastor Please.
Pastor Please. Right? These are pleas from your pastor, or pleads. If your pastor could plead to you, beg you not to or to do, most of these are not do's. Today's is a not do. Don't do these things, please. This would be that series. So this is like just a grouping of stuff, a list of things that I've kind of created over the years of, man, if I could force you, if I could beg you, don't do these things. They're not going to turn out well for you. This is a bad path. And the reason this is here is because the heart of a pastor is to love and care for you. And it doesn't have to be a pastor. It can just be anybody who's a spiritual mother or a spiritual father for you. By the way, I think the church needs to re-embrace those terms.
I agree.
Spiritual mother and spiritual father. But if you've got somebody in your life who is further along than you in their faith walk, they care about where you are and they're trying to guide you. They are discipling you, right? Those people really do care about you, and they want you to not walk through certain things that you don't need to walk through that aren't going to be beneficial for you. And as a pastor, there are some common, very common pitfalls, errors, things we ignore that lead to a lot of destruction. And it's easy for people to fall into them, and lots of people fall in the same ones, and I can see it coming when it's happening. I'm like, please don't go that route. Please don't go that. And this is not coming from some spiritual high horse of mine. Like, a lot of these, I've failed at them myself too. So it's also, you know, in my own practice, but then also leading others. It's like, please don't do, and a few of them are, please do these things. That's just kind of what we're talking through. So it's like pleads of your pastor, and we call them that pastor please, right? With no E on the end, please, like the please of a pastor. There we go.
Yeah.
So that sounds better. Anyway, pastor please. So in 177 is where this whole series kicked off. We talked through what, Steph?
Counseling.
The first one? Counseling. Like, get counseling earlier than you think you need to, right? That was the first one. Like, every pastor I know who would care and love you would say, please get some counseling. Every human being needs counseling. Go back and listen to 177. We'll convince you that you're jacked up and you need counseling.
Great episode.
And you need it earlier than you think you do. And that's coming from two people who have had counseling. Steph is literally in counseling right now.
Yes.
Has been for a year.
Yes. I just scheduled another one next week.
Yep. And I am currently in counseling as well. Mine is intermittent. But I have been in counseling multiple times in my life.
Yeah.
You need it. Don't quit ignoring it. Do it earlier than you think you do. That was 177. Last week was 178, and that one was what?
Quit being fearful of doubts.
Don't be scared of your doubts and your questions. That might have been my favorite episode we've done in a long time.
Yes, me too.
We just talked about the reality of doubts and questions. We even used a specific scripture of a particular interaction that a person has with Jesus where they make the best statement of what faith looks like in Christ, what real faith looks like in Christ, and it includes belief and it includes unbelief. You can take a listen to that episode too. Don't be scared of your doubts, right? Don't run from them. They actually will help you deepen your faith. They are not an enemy to your faith. Doubts and questions brought to God, processed through with the Spirit, laid at the feet of Jesus will get you closer to Jesus. The ones that you hide in a closet and act like they don't exist are going to keep you with a surface level faith, or worse, you're going to go backwards, right? If you lean into your questions, you'll walk out into the deep water. If you don't, you're going to hang out in the shallow and maybe even go back on shore, right? In the shallow. La, 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 la,
I just thought the same thing.
We've been singing all kinds of songs on these episodes lately.
We just like to sing.
Yeah, we just do. We're not good at it. But with Steffi, I'm not, so.
But to say, I remember a couple episodes ago, you said I could sing.
You can.
Don't be lying. Just kidding.
Steph can sing. She didn't know she could sing until she started singing for church.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you realized you could. Pretty cool, actually. That's a long time ago, Steph.
Yeah.
You've been singing worship. You've been doing worship for...
It was like right before I was 20.
Yeah, I was going to say since you were about 19. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Anyway.
Anywho.
All right. 179 is today.
Yay, yay.
And this is Pastor Please number 3. What is it, Steph?
So, it's episode 179, and it's Don't Church Hop.
Don't Church Hop. Don't Church Hop. Just about every pastor I know, even if they're saying this from a bad spot, they would tell you, beg you, please just don't church hop like you are shopping for something to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Do not church hop. This is not a good idea. Now, don't hear me saying that you can't figure out where God's calling you to go, right? But what I'm trying to say is to you, don't just church around and church hop and try to find something that fits you perfectly. One,
yeah,
that is a consumeristic mindset. And we as Christians are supposed to fight being consumeristic. We are not consumers. We are producers, right?
True that.
We are called to make disciples, not just be one who consumes. It's an active faith, and that faith goes out into the world, not terminating on us. And so when we church hop, when we search around for something that fits us perfectly, we are missing, completely missing, the greater story that we find ourselves caught up in, which is the church, right? The church is a part of God's story and the restorative work that he's doing through the church. We're a part of his story, and we have this tendency to make it all about us. And when we church hop, that's exactly what we're doing. We're hopping around trying to find the place that we like the best. That's a dangerous thing. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't seasons where God calls you to a particular church, and there are seasons where he calls you to another, mm-hmm. and there are seasons he calls you to another. I get that, right? I understand that completely. There are seasonal pieces to that. You need to listen to where God is leading you and go where God calls you. But church hopping around like you're shopping for a pair of shoes is a bad idea, right?
It's unhealthy.
There's lots of reasons. One, mm-hmm. it's consumeristic. You're making it all about you. Two, you are wasting the church's resources, right? You're just wasting and their time, right, by just shopping around. I'm not saying that you don't try to find the place that God's calling you and you go through that discernment process. But when you find a church that you feel like God's calling you to and you are on board with the mission and vision of that church, then it's time to get your hands dirty and get involved and be a part of it, right?
True.
And be a part of what the church is doing. Now, let's just be blunt. There is no perfect church because there are no perfect people, and the church is filled with people, right? The church is not some building. It's not an organization. It's not a nonprofit. It is God's redeemed family and his children. And there's different iterations of church, and that's a beautiful thing. The diversity of the expression of the church is a beautiful thing.
It is.
Right? The fact that you could have certain people that gather and their worship style looks like this, and one looks like this, and one looks like this, and they're in different communities, they're all over the world. I mean, that's a beautiful expression that they're all somewhat different. It's an awesome thing. And I get that God's calling you to different places and different seasons. But this whole thing ain't about you. So the idea is if you're on board with the mission and the vision of that church, then you get involved in those things, right? You just don't consume. It's real easy to church hop when you are there for your own self. But the body's not like that, right? Read through the scriptures and look what happens. The church is consistently being presented as a physical body, right? And so think about a physical body. The hand needs the foot. The foot needs the hand. Mm-hmm. The fingernail is just as important as the lung, right? Mm-hmm. You need all these parts in your body, and you, as a child of God, are part of that. And so you got to be able to plug in and be a part of those things. And so if you can get on board with the mission and the vision of that church and the values of that church, don't be church hopping around. God can call you somewhere else. I'm not saying he can't, right? And he does. He does those things, right? I mean, I've been a part of different church families and communities, right? I mean, I get it. But just deciding to church hop is a really bad idea. You can find something wrong with every church you look at, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's made up of you. Think about you. I mean, You're pretty jacked up. Like, you know, I love you, Steph, but you're jacked up,
heck
right?
Yeah.
Me and Steph spend, every time we do a podcast, we spend at least the first 30 minutes talking about how jacked up we are. Not on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, like, prior to it, right?
Yeah, we have to calm down before we even start one, because we had our own days, you know what I mean?
And we talk about struggles that we had during the workday or whatever. I mean, we're talking about our own issues.
Yeah.
And so the church is, I mean, think about this. Think about you. And now multiply that by a bunch of people, and that's your local church. Mm-hmm. It's full of you. And it's being led by an imperfect pastor as well.
That's right.
And a group of imperfect leaders.
Yes.
It's being led by imperfect deacons, elders, whatever word you want to use. Like, it's being led by people who are imperfect too. And so it's going to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, don't let that turn you into this person who is church hopping and consuming. Here's something I can guarantee you. If you church hop, I can guarantee you that your faith is going to stay pretty surface. It's not going to go very deeper than what it is. And also, if you church hop, you are much more likely to fall away from the body.
Yeah.
You are much more likely to then... Church is not a non-negotiable for me. Gathering with the church family is not a non-negotiable for me anymore. It just kind of falls away. You'll notice that if you're a church hopper, that your attendance will decrease, that your involvement will decrease, that your level of devotion will decrease, because you're not plugging into the body that God has brought you to, right? People who church hop are extremely consumeristic. They don't like me saying that, but they are, right? They're picking places that they go. They're listening to people they listen to because that's what they like. And they are way more likely to fall away. Way more likely to fall away from the church.
That's sad.
I mean, it's just true. Because you're not plugged into a body.
Yeah.
Can't plug into something if you're church hopping, right?
Yeah. You can't get to know people.
Can't plug in.
Being a part of the body.
You're going to find something wrong with every church. Like, I got a story that I wrote down. Our notes for this week's episode actually have 5 words. That's our notes for this week. It's actually pretty minimal prep. I had an interaction with someone who I think a lot of this person. He was a older, mature Christian. He was one of the people that I had in my life as a man that could speak into my life. Like, he was in that category. I have several of them. He's in that category. So he's given me guidance. And he is, the way I figure out those people is who's the father that I want to be, who's the husband I want to be, and who's the Christ follower I want to be. Mm-hmm. And then I want to listen to those guys. He's one of those guys. And he sits down with me and he slides his church key across the table. And he's got tears in his eyes. He slides his church key across the table and he goes, "I'm leaving." I was like, "Oh my God, why?" And he said, "Adam, we like," talking about him and his wife, I guess, "we like 9 out of 10 things about this church." And if you can't see my eyes right now, I was kind of going left and right. I'm like,
looking side-eyeing.
Right, I'm like, what? 9 out of 10 things. Anyway, we had a long conversation. The 10th thing was very minimal. And I just had to say to him, I was like, "Look, if you like 9 out of 10 things about a church, you ought to stay." Because
mm-hmm.
I started this church. This is my baby. And I don't like 9 out of 10 things about it.
Look, let's be real, me either.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Steph and I have been here since the very beginning. And yeah. I don't like 9 out of 10 things. I give you... all day long.
It's just how it is.
It's just the way things are, right? And I'm going, if you don't like 9 out of 10, please don't let that thing be. Now, if it's something that's crucial to the mission or to the theology or whatever, I mean, I get it.
That makes sense.
That was not the case. Yeah. That was not the case, right? It just turns the body into something that self-serves you when we decide that we're going, for lack of a better word, church hop around, right? It is... As a pastor, I would beg to you, even if it's not my church, find a local body of believers and plug yourself in and lay yourself down mm-hmm. for the Lord through that body of believers, right? Lay aside your preferences, lay aside all those things, and plug in and help to make it better, right? Help to make it more holy, more godly. But please, for the love of God, plug into a local church body. Do not just sit and consume. And then don't let that lead you to church hopping around, right? The state of our world right now, we live in technology's awesome. We live in a place now where you can listen to the greatest preachers in the world. the best orators, I mean, with massive budgets, and they are primed. I mean, they are perfect teachers. They have a team. So these big juggernaut preachers I'm talking about, they're some of the best preachers in the world. They have a team of writers. They have a team of research people that are researching these things for them, presenting them, helping them curate those things, almost like a – and I don't think any of this is bad – almost like a someone who helps put together political speeches, mm-hmm. right? There's a whole team of them. They got resources that you would never believe. And you are in a time frame right now where you can, at any time you want to, go on the YouTubes and watch the greatest preachers in the world. And if you consistently do that all the time, it will make you just be a consumer, right? You won't plug into your local body because your local preacher ain't as good as them guys, right? I'm just telling you right now, I ain't as good as those people. And it'll cause you to have this consumeristic mindset where you're just consuming a message like you're watching a freaking Netflix series. The church is more than us just watching a sermon, right? The church is more than us just getting fed by a message that's preached. The church is way more than that. And you live in a time right now that it is extremely tempting to sit on your couch and just tune into the greatest preachers in the land. And that right there is going to cause you think you're growing because you're getting some really good teaching. But that growth is minimal because you have to actually put those things in practice. And the way God has set up his church is you put those things in practice in your local body. Mm-hmm. In your local church. You can't do that consuming, and you can't do that church hopping around from one place to another to another to another trying to find the exact right fit for you. You're not going to find the exact right fit. And even if you find it, when you get in and you get involved more, you're not going to like 9 out of 10 things. I mean, we started this. We have the ability to craft it any way we want to, and I still don't like 9 out of 10 things. You know, I mean— And it's based around, for the most part, the way I want to do it and what I like. You know what I mean? And I'm just, this is a bad one, right? As a pastor, I would beg you, even if it's not my church, right? Please, please, please plug into the local body and do not church hop. Your faith walk will not grow if you are church hopping from place to place to place to place. You are meant to. You've been saved to be plugged into the local body, right? When Jesus returns, I do not want him to find me. So think about, maybe this is you. I do not want him to find me with the extent of my Christianity being watching messages on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to find me with my hands dirty, with my brothers and sisters in faith, tearing down the gates of hell, making his name famous, and bringing his children into the family. I want him to find me dirty and tired and beat up because I'm fighting a good faith, right? I'm eye on the prize, I'm pushing forward, and I'm doing that beside my brothers and sisters, not just consuming some church message on YouTube somewhere or some podcast or something or another, right? Please, look, this applies to our podcast too. This podcast needs to be supplemental to you plugging into the local church body.
Yeah.
Supplemental. This is just extra, like, you need to think of this as extra Bible study, extra, you know, things that you're consuming that are helping you grow. This, if the podcast is the only thing you're listening to every week, stop listening to it.
Agreed.
Like, quit. Plug into the local body. Do not church hop from podcast to preacher to church to wherever to speaker or whatever to YouTube video nonstop. It's just horrible. It's not going to work for you. I beg you to plug into the local body and not church hop. It's not going to be good for you. And not to mention, there's no way you will build into your children, if you have children, or the people following you, there's no way you will build into them that, hey, we belong to something.
Yeah.
We belong to the family of God. These are our brothers and our sisters. We belong to this. We are part of Jesus's mission. If your example to them is, we watch church.
Yeah.
You know. Like, I think that we do the online thing, we do the podcast thing. Obviously, all those things are here. I don't think you cannot use that tool in the world that we live in, right? If you want to reach people that don't know Jesus, well, everybody that you know is online. So they're definitely online. Like, I'm not saying that tool's not good, but there are certain ways where I despise it.
Yeah.
Because I think it has become an easy way out for us. And I mean to just consume more, right?
Yeah. I actually have something I want to share.
Yeah, please do.
And it's not the same, but I was just talking to my mom, and she was talking about how everything's online, how even with shopping, she was like, people don't even want to go grocery shopping anymore. They just want it sent to them. She's like, how are you going to communicate? Like, how are you going to? And I was like, yeah, you're right. It's like no one, you know, and I mean, it's convenient, but that's taking the experience out of it too. You could be seeing someone that you know, in your neighborhood and be like, hello, you know what I mean? And that's a vital part of your walk in, you know, with God is relationships with other
Absolutely.
People. You got to be part of the body, you know?
So I like clicking on the Amazon and having a 2-day ship and showing up at my door.
That
I like
ain't
those
bad,
things, right?
But yeah,
I like all those things. But I'm telling you though, that there is part of natural human growth and need that does not happen that way.
Agreed.
Right? And that like, you know, yes, there may be conversations and things in you actually grocery shopping. Maybe you don't talk to anybody, but you are out. You're seeing the world. You're seeing people. You're seeing the sunshine. You're seeing the rain. You're experiencing life versus being stuck behind a computer. And I'm telling you, if you would not buy everything in your life online and never see another human being, you for sure shouldn't treat your faith that way.
Mm.
I mean, how in the world can that be? The church does not exist based on preaching a sermon or hearing a sermon. That is not the extent of the church. And when we just go to church online or we just consume a message, that's what we're doing. We're relegating our whole faith walk to, I watched this, I consumed this. It has to be lived out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And what if that stuff, what if that stuff stopped working? The online stuff. What would you have?
Yeah. You have to, like, the thing is, you have to live it out.
Yeah, right? That's right.
You have to walk this stuff out.
Have to.
Following Jesus, we just did this example not that long in a message. Following Jesus is breathing in and breathing out.
Yeah.
Like if you took a breath right now and breathed in, guess what happens if you never breathe out? You die.
Yeah.
Right? Following Jesus is the same way. You got to breathe him in, but you also got to breathe him back out.
That's right.
Right? You do that with people in your local church. That's how you do it.
That's true.
So anyway, the plea is, please don't church hop.
Yeah. Right?
Please don't just be a consumeristic Christian. It is really tempting and really easy to do in our culture. American Christianity is consumed with consuming. And church hopping just adds to that, right? Find a body plug in. When God calls you somewhere else, find one quickly and plug into another one, right?
That's right.
Don't just church hop and surf back and forth. It's not good. It's not good for you at all.
Well, I think that's a good one.
I do too.
Thank you for sharing it.
It's a tough one. It's a
hard
one.
It is tough.
And it's a hard one for a pastor to lead you to, because what it always feels like is we're trying to get you to be with us, right? And I know that that's not the case, right? Because if you look at Jesus's church in this world, you will see every iteration possible. And that's the most beautiful thing that there is,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's hard for a pastor, because when you talk about this stuff, it's like you're going, what people feel like you're saying to them as you talk through this is, this, you need to plug in here. This is the church. No, I'm not saying that, right? God has, he has created the diversity of the church in so many ways for that reason. It's this local community, this local community, this local community. Plug into that local community that God's called you to and get your hands dirty, right? Don't just consume. And hang out there. Stay there. Plug in. And if God calls you somewhere else, pray on that, discern that, and move. But don't spend 7 months church hopping, right? We don't have time for this. Like, that's the part that drives me crazy the most about this, is we are working with a finite amount of time. All right, as Christians, we don't know when our number's called, and we also don't know when Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
So we don't have, I don't want to waste a year shopping for a church, right? I'm just going to plug into one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want to waste that time. We have a mission. That mission's time sensitive. At some point, the timer goes off on this thing, and the mission's over with, right? And so we got a mission. We got a job to do as a church, and we're supposed to do that thing together. So we ain't got time to be wasting, you know, 2 years sitting online doing nothing or 2 years church hopping.
Yeah, right? It's like being self-serving, pretty much.
We got plenty of areas in our life where we do that.
Yeah.
The church is one of those ways that helps us not be so self-serving. Plugging into that will help break that. Anyway, that's all. I probably should stop because I talk about this all day.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Which one are we doing next week, Steph? We don't know, do we?
I think it's going to be one on relationships.
We got a couple on relationships that we're going to do. I think that we should do the one that's not as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do next episode, then we'll go ahead and make it. We'll have to do it now. Next episode is going to be Don't Get Married Without Premarital Counseling.
That'll be great.
Don't get married without premarital counseling. I'll give you lots of reasons why.
Yeah, so tune in next week.
And some statistics that prove that premarital counseling changes things.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Well, this will be a good topic next time as well.
Now we know what we're going to talk about, too.
We do, because he's done said it. Well, thank y'all for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you later.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.